and international economic partnership. A key highlight was the two countries' twin park collaboration between Indonesia and Fujian, China, which involves a 16 trillion rupiah investment in the Batang Special Economic Zones.
Tadi kami menyampaikan perekonomian.
Today we reported on the latest economic development, especially the special economic zones. The president mentioned he will visit the Batang Special Economic Zones this Thursday. During that visit, we'll also discuss the Twin City Twin Parks collaboration with Fujian to boost industrial investment in Batang.
The government is also developing the Nongsa and Singhasari Special Economic Zone. In Nongsa, there are plans for expansion and the addition of data centers, while Singhasari has already opened King College with Queen Mary University joining soon. President Prabowo also stressed the importance of optimizing people, business credit, and continuing effort for international cooperation, including agreement with the Eurasia Economic Union and Indonesia membership in CPTPP. The CPTPP is a trade agreement between Pacific countries to help Indonesia access more markets and improve economic ties with the region.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. The government continues to work on improving the quality of education in Indonesia by implementing various strategic policies. One of the key initiatives is the education report. Ofra has the full detail.
The Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Prof. Abdul Mukti, highlighted that the education report is an essential tool for mapping the quality of education across different sectors. He shared this during the media briefing on the Education Report 2025 on Tuesday. According to the minister, the Education Report is part of the government's ongoing efforts to raise the overall quality of education nationwide.
Dengan rapor pendidikan ini diharapkan dapat menjadi masukan bagi pemerintah.
With this education report, we hope to provide valuable input for local governments to meet the minimum service standards for education, which aligns with our strategic plan for national education development.
Minister Abdul Mukti also mentioned that the report will help evaluate the challenges within the education sector. This will allow both central and local governments to work together to develop strategies that improve access to education and raise its quality, ensuring a brighter future for all.
The Palestinian government confirmed its trust in Indonesia's support for Palestinian independence during a meeting between Special Envoy Mahmoud Al-Habbas and President Prabowo Subianto on Thursday. Dora Pardede reports.
The Palestinian government has reaffirmed its trust in Indonesia as a conscious supporter of the Palestinian people's struggle for independence. This was shared by the special envoy of the President of Palestine, Mahmoud Al-Habbas, after a meeting with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. During the meeting, Al-Habbas delivered a special letter from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to President Prabowo. The letter discussed the strong ties between Indonesia and Palestine, as well as the ongoing situation faced by the Palestinian people.
We handle a special letter from the President of Palestine, President Mahmoud Abbas, to His Excellency, the President of Indonesia, regarding the common relationship between Indonesia and Palestine, and regarding the issue of Palestine in general, especially the bad situation in Palestine under the continuous Israeli aggression, which was renewed this morning, as you know.
Al-Habbas also explained the current condition in Palestine and expressed gratitude for Indonesia's unwavering support of the Palestinian cause. The meeting highlighted Indonesia's strong commitment to supporting Palestinian independence and further strengthening the bond between the two nations. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Disaster Mitigation Ahead of Eid al-Fitr with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
This commentary is on disaster mitigation ahead of Eid al-Fitr. Entering the holy month of Ramadan in Islamic calendar, which coincides with March this year, the Indonesian people, who the majority are Muslims, were shocked by the flood disaster in several regions in Indonesia. For example, on March the 3rd, several regions in Indonesia were hit by floods caused by high rainfall and overflowing rivers. Based on data from the National Disaster Management Agency, there were 641 disasters in Indonesia from January the 1st to March the 17th. The majority were wet hydrometeorological disasters, such as floods, extreme weather, and landslides. The areas that were severely affected by the floods included the capital Jakarta and several areas bordering it, such as Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi, and Karawang. The Indonesian government has moved quickly in handling this flood disaster by sending disaster teams and opening shelter posts for affected residents. Facing natural disasters, especially ahead of Eid al-Fitr, which is the biggest holiday in Indonesia, celebrated after Ramadan, the public is asked to remain vigilant against the extreme weather that is currently occurring because it is predicted to last for the next few weeks. According to the agency, the potential for extreme weather is still lurking in several regions of Indonesia, especially in Jawa, Sumatra, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, and Maluku. Therefore, maximum preparation are very important to do. The government and the community must work together to mitigate disasters, among other things by following weather information, preparing emergency equipment, and knowing evacuation routes. In addition, people must also reduce the risk of disaster or take preventive measures by planting trees, avoiding development in disaster-prone areas, and developing effective irrigation systems. Natural disasters can indeed occur at any time. However, the risk of losses caused can be minimized by making various disaster mitigation efforts. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Berada sampingmu terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembus nan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum perjumpaan kita,
ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga hatimu diriku,
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Perjumpaan kita,
ketika tersentuh
hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku,
segala perjumpaan kita.
ke berada sampingmu. Terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembus menjauh di dalammu. Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta. Kulihat dirimu, terasa diriku, segala perjumpaan kita. Jika lah perjumpaan kita.
From Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, well, really, this is extraordinary. Again, said, I'm still loyal to company you listeners up to now. Hopefully, maybe you are doing your daily activities, you are working, or you are studying, or you are maybe on the way, up that you are able to do your best. You are on the way, you are heading for one destination. I hope that you are able to arrive at your destination safely. When you are working, studying, and many more activities, you can do your best, you can do it very well, or enthusiastically, and even this can make you have such better improvement. Well, listener, on the next segment here, we have already set this. We have also our music corner and even our filler. Next with our Indonesian wonder related to our culture. And we have also another segment such, you know, when you would like to learn Indonesian language. Yes, it is about the Tamin, the program of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. This is that we have already set also. I would like to accompany you to make you such have an easiness in learning Indonesian language, and also other songs that would like to entertain your participation. So finally, I am Al Faisal. Once again, I would like to say have a nice day for you all, especially for Muslim when you are doing your daily fasting in the holy months of Ramadan. I hope that you can keep the faith, you can keep what? Keep strong, keep stronger until the time when you are waiting for Maghrib prayer, when you break your fasting. Still do it with your dedication, full of dedication of your life only to the God. Then for other people, you are doing activities that just take your time, take it easy, and make it as important as possible, and make it as better than before. So finally, I am Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty. Have a nice day and stay tuned at www.voice.id, and you are still continuing listening to our program. Have a nice day, listener.
Today's additional traditional song of music corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Maheza. Enjoy!
cuisine in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Temas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Forest is Ompiang cake. Ompiang cake is also known as Ompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Ompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Ompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in a refrigerator. For each portion, Ompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Gedong Songo Temple, which is the name of a Hindu heritage temple complex in Candi Village, Bandungan Sub-District, Semarang Regency, Central Java Province, Indonesia, precisely on the slopes of Mount Ungaran. In this temple complex, there are 9 temples. Gedong Songo Temple was discovered by Thomas Stanford Raffles in 1804, and it is a relic of Hindu culture from the 9th century of Shailendra dynasty. The temple is situated at an altitude of about 1,200 meters above sea level, so the air temperature here is quite cold, ranging from 19 to 27 degrees Celsius. The location of 9 temples is scattering on the slopes of Mount Ungaran, which has beautiful natural scenery. In addition, this tourism attraction is also equipped with pools from sulfur-containing springs, camping area, and horse riding tours. Listener, it takes about 40 minutes to reach the temple by motor from Ambarawa City through the uphill road that slopes up to 40 degrees sharply. The temple can also be reached in 10 minutes from Bandungan tourism attraction. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bisa. Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian blogger and resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali. Which means that's a lot. Anting. Anting. Which means earrings. Ibu. Ibu. Which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga. Telinga. Which means ear. Panjang. Panjang. Which means long. Konon. Konon. Which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat. Masyarakat. Which means community or people. Suku Dayak. Suku Dayak. Which means Dayak tribe. Wanita. Wanita. Which means woman. Cantik. Cantik. Which means beautiful. Anak muda. Anak muda. Which means young man or young woman. Tradisi. Tradisi. Which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear the statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection, wow. Wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at the number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now, let's listen to other example of the use of interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow, to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means, wow, how magnificent the Borobudur Temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means, wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, A woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
Beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that link together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderland. Indonesia is a wonderland. Oh,
Kibari benderaku hadiah dari para pahlawan. Dengan tangan kosong lawan senjata tongtong, penjajah tolak menyerah, salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah. Oh, sekarang berbeda, Indonesia merdeka. Kau dan aku tak sama, jadi mengapa bersisa senyawa? Ayo clubber, ayo dangdutter, juga penggemar Super Junior. Jangan cekcok, jangan bertengkar, let's make up the war.
Merah putih
Indonesia, hey! Semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Everyday I'm dangdutan.
It's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topic dunia. Jika tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan sang saka, kita bangkitkan bendera.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar. Di ujung tiang tertinggi, di Indonesia ku ini. Merah
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan, serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From
dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Pendengar di seluruh dunia, saya Agus Santika, senang rasanya dapat menemani Anda kembali pada hari ini dalam siaran berbahasa Indonesia. Kita akan bersama-sama mengelilingi Indonesia sambil menikmati beragam informasi, musik terbaik, dan budaya Indonesia yang indah dan mempesona. Mengawali siaran hari ini, kita simak terlebih dahulu warta berita dari Tanah Air, bersama rekan saya, Sumarno.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia, dalam Warta Berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan Warta Berita. Inilah sarit berita penting. Sebanyak 169 WNI kembali dikeluarkan dari My Wide. Dubes Selandia Baru kunjungi DPR bahas potensi kerjasama. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Tim Perlindungan Warga Negara Indonesia, Kementerian Luar Negeri, KBRI Bangkok dan KBRI Yangon berhasil mengeluarkan 169 WNI dari My Wide, Myanmar pada Selasa 18 Maret 2025. Mereka terdiri dari 149 laki-laki dan 20 perempuan dalam kondisi sehat. Para WNI dibawa melalui jalur darat ke Bandara Don Mueang, Thailand dan dijadwalkan tiba di Jakarta pada Rabu 19 Maret 2025. Total ada 569 WNI korban penipuan daring telah dikeluarkan dari MyWD dalam 2 hari. Berita selanjutnya. Menteri Koordinator Bidang Perekonomian Airlangga Hartarto mengaku telah bertemu Presiden Prabowo Subianto di Istana Merdeka Jakarta pada Selasa 18 Maret untuk melaporkan perkembangan ekonomi nasional, pengembangan kawasan ekonomi khusus atau KEK, dan kerjasama ekonomi internasional. Salah satu fokus utama adalah kerjasama Two Countries Twin Parks antara Indonesia dan Fujian, Tiongkok dengan investasi 16 triliun rupiah di kawasan ekonomi khusus Batang.
Tadi kami menyampaikan perkembangan perekonomian dan rencana terkait dengan kawasan ekonomi khusus. Dan tadi Bapak Presiden menyatakan bahwa terkait kawasan ekonomi khusus di Batang, beliau akan ke lapangan pada hari Kamis nanti. Dan rencananya dalam Kamis nanti itu ada juga kerjasama Twin City Twin Parks. Jadi kerjasama antara Indonesia dengan Fujian untuk mendorong investasi industri di kawasan ekonomi khusus di Batang.
Selain kawasan ekonomi khusus Batang, pemerintah juga menyoroti pengembangan kawasan ekonomi khusus Nongya dan Singhasari. Di Nongsa direncanakan perluasan kawasan dengan masuknya pusat data, sementara di Singhasari, King College telah beroperasi dan akan segera diikuti oleh Queen Mary dari Russell Group. Presiden Prabowo juga mengarahkan optimalisasi kredit usaha rakyat atau KUR untuk mendukung sektor produktif serta mendorong kerjasama internasional. Berita terakhir, Ketua Komisi 2 Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat Republik Indonesia, Ripkini Syami Karyayuda menerima kunjungan Duta Besar Selandia Baru di Gedung DPR RI Jakarta Selasa 18 Maret 2025. Pertemuan ini membahas berbagai potensi kerjasama bilateral antara kedua negara, terutama di sektor ketahanan pangan, pendidikan, energi, dan perdagangan. Ripki Nisyami mengatakan pertemuan ini merupakan langkah strategis dalam memperkuat hubungan bilateral antara Indonesia dan Selandia Baru. Menurut dia, Selandia Baru telah berinvestasi di Indonesia, khususnya dalam pembangunan pabrik pengolahan susu dan keju. Selain itu, kedua pihak juga membahas potensi kerjasama investasi pembangunan di Ibu Kota Nusantara atau IKN.
Selandia Baru itu telah berinvestasi misalnya pada pabrik pengolahan susu keju. Dan yang kedua, beliau ingin melanjutkan program terkait dengan pendidikan. Ada lebih dari 1,000 orang sarjana, master dan doktor orang Indonesia yang telah dididik di Selandia Baru khusus terkait dengan renewable energy. Dan beliau juga menyampaikan keinginannya untuk melakukan investasi di bidang energi baru dan terbarukan. Tapi saya juga katakan bahwa kepindahan ke IKN itu akan menjadi shock culture nanti bagi banyak pihak. Karena mereka selama ini memiliki fasilitas yang lengkap di Jakarta, tiba-tiba pindah ke IKN.
Karena itu agar tidak shock kultur atau gegar atau kejutan budaya di Ibu Kota Baru Indonesia tersebut, Ripki mengajak Selandia Baru untuk berinvestasi dalam membangun ekosistem yang layak di IKN, seperti perhotelan, rumah sakit, sekolah, dan industri makanan. Lebih lanjut, Ripki juga berharap agar kerjasama ini dapat memberikan manfaat yang nyata bagi masyarakat kedua negara. Pendengar, demikian warta berita Voice of Indonesia dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Selanjutnya kita simak sorotan isu yang menjadi bahan perbincangan hangat publik tanah air dalam komentar Voice of Indonesia, disampaikan oleh Ani Hasanah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, selanjutnya kami sampaikan komentar untuk hari ini dengan judul Mitigasi Bencana Jelang Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Memasuki bulan suci